We are learning Masechet Chulin, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. We are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, around 6-7 lines on the bottom, the Mishnah Yud Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom. Now, this next Sugya HaVagroma, is from the biggest Sugyas in Masechet Chulin, Legabe the Lomdis and the Cheshbon, and it's called the Sugya HaVagroma. We have learned a few times in Masechet Chulin, there are five psulim when it comes to Shechita, and one of them is called HaGroma. HaGroma means going out of your Makom Shechita. And we'll see in the Mishnah exactly a discussion on this. But before that, we have to just give a quick overview of what the kana looks like. The kana is the windpipe of the behemoth. The windpipe of the behemoth is a pipe. The pipe is made out of like muscle or cartilage. And it's covered over with taba'as, with like a more like a stronger material around it, like a bone-like material. It's called taba'as, rings. It has rings around the kana. Now, if you're starting from the head, it starts with a cover over this windpipe, which is what the behemoth breathes through, and that has like a cover called a koiva. And after the koiva comes tabas gedoyla, big tabas, a big ring. That ring goes all the way around. It's a very thick ring, and it's a wide ring, and that's the first ring. Afterwards, a bunch of little rings, like, you know, probably 20 rings going through the whole, around the whole kana. Those rings don't completely go around. They go around like 3/4 of the way, and at the bottom of it, it's just cartilage around the kana. So those are called the regular tabas. So you have tabas, and then if you go now back from the back of the hand, it first starts with tabas, then tabas gedoyla, then the koiva. And the koiva has a sheep koiva and the chudash koiva. We'll see on my base exactly all about that. If someone has a picture, you can take a look at the picture and see how you have those tabas and tabas gedoylo, and then you have the koiva. So we'll see in the Mishnah that if you go out of your makam shchita, that's called agram. And what's the makam shchita? That's a good discussion that tomorrow we'll talk about. Zok the Mishnah. Hashoychet metoycha tabas. If someone shechs Metoycha tabas. Now this means tabas gedoyla, like Rashi explains. That's the highest tabas. And v'shayir ba mole echot apnei kulam. And the whole shechita still is in the tabas. It didn't go above the tabas towards the koiva, towards the mouth. It stayed into the tabas, and it still left over a hair's breadth of tabas left over. Apnei kulam shechitas kasher. It's kosher. You didn't go out of the tabas even a iota. So then it's kosher. But if you went roiv of the tabas, then you went towards the koiva a little bit at the end, it's possible. That's called agram. Rabbi Yisrael Udoimer, mole chot apnei ruba. It's enough to have roiv. If you have roiv and then you went out, that's enough. As long as there's roiv on the tabas, that's enough. Now, Pashas to Machlaikis says, if you say ruba, you could cool or not. We'll see on Daf Yotes, the beer Machlaikis. But Pashas to Machlaikis says, according to Tanakama, Rabbanah hold, you don't say ruba kula. You need the whole entire shechita to be kosher. You can't have part of it at the end to be agrama. The whole entire shechita of this siman. Avada
reveshet, huh? If you read b'molichot.
Right. It has to be all in the tabas. It means, of course, you're shechting the whole thing in half, and completely splitting in half. But the shechita had to stay in the tabas. If it went out of the tabas, b'molichot. That's the Tanakhama. I'm talking about Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama holds that you don't say ruba kula. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sheft roiv of a tabas, then you go out into the koiva in the last minute, it's still good. As long as you have roiv in the tabas. As long as you have roiv in the tabas. Rabbi Yehuda is more makel, so to say. It's more makel. That you do say ruba kula. If roiv is a good shechita, that's enough. You could have maybe said the machlekes like this, that he did roiv and he stopped. That's the same machlekes. He did roiv and he stopped. So others learn maybe not like that in Rashi, but Pasha Pshat from the Gemara Daf Yotes in Mavuyer, that according to the Tanakhama, it does not hold a rubik kula. You also need kula. And Rabbi Yehuda holds rubik kula is enough. Therefore, even did I grum at the end, it's fine. Now Rashi brings the not a pshat. I'm not sure we're going to say it over. Right now, Rashi logs it up. Rashi goes with this pshat, but maybe we'll say it over when we get to Gemara later on base. But we'll see. Because Rashi really has three pshatim in the sugya. Rashi likes this pshat. This is the pshat that he holds as the right pshat. So we'll go with that pshat first. In the whole sugya, we'll go with that pshat first. Okay. So to Gemara. Rav Shmuel Damer Tavayu, Halach Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda according to Rav Shmuel. That means roiv is enough. Va'af Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda loy Omar elabat davar sagadaylo. Zot the Gemara Chiddush. Rav Shmuel says even Rabbi Yehuda said the whole idea of roiv kekuloi could only be good to make a shechita a good shechita. But to make something into a mokum shchita ayidei roiv, that's enough. And we'll explain. You have to make a shchita in the kana. You have to shecht both simonim, the kana and the veshet. The kana is the trachea, the veshet is the food pipe. I'm not sure what the English word for that one, but esophagus, the trachea and esophagus. So we don't want the kana now. Now, which mokum the kana is a good shchita? So it has to be the kana. Zokt the Gemara like this. That since in the place where, according to Rashi's Pshat, that since in the place where the tabas are, which means most of the kana, besides the tabas kedoyla, most of the tabas are not full circles. Since it's not full circles, so he says that you don't say roiv kekuloi. If you don't say roiv kekuloi, like even if he holds roiv kekuloi, but he doesn't say roiv kekuloi to make it into makam shchita. And since it doesn't go around the whole kana, the tabas are not called the makam shchita. And if you want to shecht the kana, you have to dafka go in between the tabas, which is almost impossible to realize that from outside, to go in between the tabas, but you have to go in between the tabas. Like Rashi says, I'll read you some of Rashi. Rashi starts four lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Ein shchitosek shera b'soichon klal in a tabas. Ela bein tabas la tabas. You have to go between ring to ring. The kivin she'em ha'kifin es kol ha'kana, kereprishis, why? The ritzuas of the cartilage is the one mechaber on the bottom. Lav kananenu. It's not called a kana. The tabas not called a kana. Va'avakad makifim ruba. Even though it's most of it around, he islay Rabbi Yosi ruba kula and well makam shchita v'shachar ruba. Only the makam shchita now you shech the ruba. Lahomil sabirim kula. Have a shvuya makam kasha shchita. No, shemai time below me ruba kula. You don't say that ruba kula. Aye, shech tabas. He says, "Lo yikri kana, midkama she'ema kifin es kol akana." It's mitabas is not called a kana because that doesn't go around. That the kana inside is called a kana, but the bumper cash on this is that's Rashi says. Smack, okay. Ruba kula can only be in the shchita, and I can't make a mokum shchita. Right to the kasha when I shech the tabas, not in between the tabas, on the tabas. So we're saying tabas is not a mokum shchita, but I shech the kana also. What's the problem? When I shech the tabas, I shech the kana. Yes. So who cares? It went through skin and basar also. Who cares if it go through the pass? What's Pashup Shah? How do you learn the Gemara? So what? So you shech the pass, you're right, does not have the kana. Why? Because it's only right. Okay. But Lamaisa, I shech the kana. When I shech the pass, I go through the kana also. So what's the problem there? I was very afraid of Shidur Kabat says. Emphasis Shidur Kabat says, a chiddush, she says that since the tabas is much thicker and stronger than the kana, wherever it surrounds, what the tabas surrounds the kana is bottled to the tabas, becomes tuffle and subordinate to the tabas. And therefore, it's not called the kana that spot either. Because it's bottled tabas, and tabas not called the kana, doesn't go all around. Therefore, it's not a makam shchita. The only place to makam shchita, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Zakar Rav Shmuel, is only in between the tabas, which is almost impossible. Or a tabas gadol, yeah, it's a mishta. Tabas gadol, we good. But if you want to shecht any of the tabas, it has to be between the tabas. But tabas of God will be good.
Lower
down, right. Any part of that tabas will not be good. Let's go in between the two tabas. But it's very hard to tell that from the outside. But you will not be able to go on a tabas. Why not? Because tabas is not around the whole thing. And we're saying a beautiful sheet of the kabetz over here. Ah, you shecht the kano also. Teretz is that since it's cliche, it's very kolish, it's very weak, the kana itself, it's bottled to the stronger tabas. And tabas not a makom shchita, there was no good. Now read it inside. Va'afra beis v'yudah lo omer elu b'tabas ha'gadoylo. Like the Gemara says before, your question was tabas gadol for sure. That's where you could do it. Homa kefes kol akana. That goes all around. Avashara taboyo is loy. Why not? Because no roy. Like the Gemara, shara tabas loy. First your price is not like you, Rav Shmuel. Not like you. But Tanya learned the price. Beis v'yudah imer. Beis v'yudah says hashoychet b'shar taboyis. If someone shechts in Shara Tabas, not Tabas HaGadoylo, even though it doesn't go all around, and this is all in our Reis Yehuda's words that we don't have the beginning of this Braisa. Beginning of this Braisa is talking about Reis Yehuda. He says, since my Kifa is Reiv HaKono, it's kosher. So you see that Reiv helps. See, Reiv helps. Then the Braisa goes further and says something else. Umugremes Pesula, which is the shita of the Rabbanah, like Rashi explains. Mugremes means that even if you did roiv in a tabas, and then you went a little bit out of tabas, that's hagrama and it's pasul. It's a stoma like the Rabbanon treat that Hagroma is possible even if it's at the end, even a little bit. You went out of your line, it's still possible. And hey, now we have a third treat now. Hey, Rav Chanina ben Atignis, I'm a gremes shik shera. Rav Chanina ben Atignis said that megremes means when out of tabas hagdoyla into rukayva, it's kosher, not a problem. It's kosher. And like Rashi says, anytime it says Hayid, it's the hilchos, it's a halachah mishav Sinai, and that's the halachah hilchosah, that's the psak. And therefore, since you're passing the klinim and tignis, so therefore Rashi says a little later on that therefore we don't have all these problems because the big pella was that you go like Rav Shmuel, you can't shecht anywhere in Tabas, right? So he says, since you're passing the klinim and tignis, there's no problem agroma, so therefore we don't have to worry about the shayla anymore. And well, the chayr, it's a little bit shver. I'll tell you why it's a little shver. Then Taisa speaks that also. Taisa speaks that also on Amun Aleph. He says, "Masha'enu lo nizar ma'achshav lishcher b'seichat tabas." In between tabas, ain't a loch again. Can the priest go through? We don't pass like that because the pasuk of Chinim and Tignis holds that you let it do a groma at a tabas agdala into the kaiva. Freit the placey. I don't know what you're talking about. So good. We pass because there's no agroma into the kaiva. That means a lot of shchita in the tabas. It's not right. It's not the whole thing. It's not cooler. What was one against the other one? Zokta placey that since Rav Chanina Tigas Bechadish, they're allowed to shchita in the kaiva also doesn't go all around. If you look at the picture of the kaiva, it doesn't go all around either. And since the kaiva doesn't go around either, Vais Taisi holds that Rav Kakula is enough to make it a makam shchita as well. It's because they see that it doesn't surround, the kaiva does not surround the whole entire corner, and that's Dr. Placey, that's a Rav Chanina Tigas argues on that as well. So Chanina Tigas argues on two nekudas. He argues on the Rabbanon, let's say. He argues on two things, and therefore we pass the thing that's not a problem. But back to our Gemara, we're in the middle of a Gemara. So Rav Shmuel said that Loi Omar Reis Behuda that Rav Kula is only good in the Maisa Shchita, but on the Makom Shchita, Zokta Gemara, no Makom Shchita, it doesn't become Makom Shchita because it doesn't surround the whole thing. Freit the Gemara, I have a price, not like you. The price is klar. Hashoyich b'shar taboyis, afishem kivas kol kana. How we give Rav Kana Shchita Kshera? I'm Rav Yosef. We're on 5 lines from the top of Yechesan Beis. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosi Bar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda Tak to Kamri. Rav Yosi Tak holds both of them. Rav Yosi holds, first of all, it's a good shechita by doing Rav, and Makom shechita becomes a Makom shechita Adei Rav, Adei majority. Rav Shmuel Savri Kavasei Bechada, they hold like him by one, Pliya La Bechada, argues the other one. Freit Yomara, but if you look at Rav Shmuel's words, he says, Loi Omar Ka'amri. They say, Loi Omar Rav Yosi Huda only by this, not by that. So tomorrow, no, it doesn't mean that. Hakamri, halacha kamoisa b'tabas hagadolah. May halacha kamoisa b'shar tabayis. The pasuk like him by tabas hagadolah that raves enough. May halacha kamoisa b'shar tabayis that the makom shchita. And again, we don't paskin like Rav Shmuel. We paskin like Chanina and Tignis.
There's no 5 halachas.
No 5, because it's 5 halachas. Hagrama means going out of the shibuk, out of the kaiva, going out of the kaiva. That would be hagrama according to. There's no hagrama going with tabas hagadolah into the kaiva. That's what happens.
Lower in the body
wouldn't be a problem. Lower in the body wouldn't be a problem. The whole tabas is good. The whole tabas is good. And that's what said, the place here, it says that Rav is called Makom Shchita as well. So anyway, on the Kana would be fine according to Rav Chanina ben Atignis. Now, Rashi has 2 other pshatim in the sugya, but we don't have time to go through them. It's in Dibur Maskel Hach Kamri Halacha. Rashi has 2 other pshatim in the sugya. But again, he emphasized this is the Ikar Pshat, and therefore we'll just stick with this pshat. Zalta Gemar, Kisalik Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael. He was coming from Bavel. In Bavel, it seems like they were knowing Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel hold pretty chomer. They hold, first of all, that we paskin that Hagroma is possible. If it goes out of, before Rav, it goes out of Tabas Hagdaila into the Kaiva, it's no good. And also, Rav Shmuel say you can't do Shchita on the Tabas. So Kisalik Rav Zeira, Ochul Megremes to Rav Shmuel. He ate Megremes. What type of Megremes means? Megremes means a shchita and shar tabayis, Rashi says. Ice is Megremes. Zog Rashi, kol shlog makam shchita kari agroma. Agroma doesn't mean dafka going slanty. Agroma means anytime you add up your shchita, it's called agroma. So Rav Zera comes to Eretz Yisrael, and he went to the local butcher. It didn't say Bet Yosef, you know, it said, you know, it didn't say Rav Shmuel on it. It said, on the package, this is, you know, Rav Shchita ben Tignis. And it was a shchita in the middle of Tabas somewhere, and he ate it. Omrulei lav ma'as Rav Shmuel at. Aren't you from the town of Rav Shmuel? You can eat that. That's for you. That's a grom. It's not the makom shchita. You're eating from the Tabas, and that's not a makom shchita. It doesn't go around kula. It only goes around rife. The makom shchita, the Tabas, only goes around rife. Omrulehu Man Amro, who said, that's what Rav Shmuel says. So they answered him, Yosef Bar Chia. Yosef Bar Chia says that's Rav Shmuel Shita. So Zok Rav Zera, Yosef Bar Chia Mekuli Al Megamra. He never heard it from them. He heard it from the Welt. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. Shomer Rav Yosef Ikpit. Rav Yosef got very upset. He heard about his Omar Ano Mekuli Al Megamra. Anything I learned from everyone, I learned it from Ano Rav Yehuda Gamirna. I learned it from Rav Yehuda, who was very accurate in reporting over things from Rav Shmuel. What's the Raya? That feels fake in the Gavri Goris. When Rav Yehuda said over Memram, he was a big brisker. He said exactly the way he heard it. And if he wasn't sure, he spoke it out part of the Memram. The Om Rav Yehuda, Om Rav Yirmi. This is a Memram from Rav Yehuda. He said, Rav Yehuda said over, Om Rav Yirmi Ba'arba, Sofik was made of Rav. It's not clear if he said it was made of Rav, and Sofik was made of Shmuel. What did he say over? Shloisha Matir Mesa Bechar, Makim Shein Mumcha. That the Lach is a Bechar, if it has a Mum, you allow, the Kohen's allowed, it doesn't have to bring it as a carbon, the Kohen can eat it as is. And shecht it as is because it has a mum. But in order to get a heter for mum, you need a bezdin. Now, even if it's an obvious mum, the behemoth is missing a foot, you still need a mumcha actually. You have to go to the rav. A mumcha, a special rav to paskin. But they said over this memra that 3 dayanim can be matir if there's no mumcha in town. But like upon him, well, how did he say it over? He said over, Rav Yirmiyam said over, Sofok's with the Razim and Shmuel. So Rav Yitzchak says, I hear things from Rav Yehuda, everything is 100% accurate. So therefore, he wasn't happy with Rav Zera saying over that he's making up a story. Okay. Then Rav Zera knows Kasha. Lamaisa, in any case, like Tosis speaks out, in any case, Rav Zera came from a town where there were no Rav Shmuel. Maybe Rav Shmuel never said it. Okay. But Lamaisa, they were no guy that way. We look at the top Tosis. Kaloima, Loisha Manam or Rav Shmuel, Mashain Oichanoisa Makoima Chumra Baalmahu, Veloyapi Rav Shmuel, Parach Mara asks, Velesla Rav Zera, then he'd like Omar Rav Shmuel, Makamahaya also gives an Ogamakamissa. Mars Kash is, Rav Zera, you're coming from the place in Bava, that's the minik there. You have to keep that minik. Rav Zera, Lesla, Venusla, Chumri Makam, Shiyatim Sham, Chumri Makam, Shalakasham, the Maram Sakam says that if someone goes from place to place, he has to keep the Chumras of the Makam he comes from and the Chumras of the Makam he goes to. It's only if it goes from Bavel to Bavel, Meretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Inami from Meretz Yisrael to Bavel. From Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he's going up a step. Since we are Meshuvah to the Pesachim of the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they decide the Ibra Hashana and other things. Therefore, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you could take on the Minahag of Eretz Yisrael. You can do exactly like Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to keep your old Minahagim. That was Pshat Rav Zera. Another Pshat Rav Zera is Rav Asher Yom Afil Tamim Bavel Eretz Yisrael. You do have to keep them Hagim of Bavel. But Hanimil Hechad Yod Dait Lachsa. Only if you're going back. But Rav Zera ain't Dait Lachsa. However, he was not planning on going back. He was coming a Ben Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Therefore, we could start keeping them in Hagim. Only Abayel Rav Yosef. First of all, this kash is you're never going on Bavel. They keep the halacha Rav Shmuel, which means anything in the Tabas is not a good Shechita. Omli Abayel Rav Yosef. Rabbanon, the Osim Mechuzah, the Rabbanon came from Mechuzah. I'm going to read the Bach's Girsa. Rabbanon, the Osim Mechuzah, Amri Mishmei de Rav Nachman. They say from Rav Nachman, Megremes Kshera, that Megremes is kosher, which means this Megremes of Rav Shmuel is kosher. Omalei, Nahara, Nahara, Pashtei, Upashtei. There's different menhagim, even in Bavel. You're right, there's different menhagim in Bavel. There's like rivers, means that there's always rivers spread out in different ways, different directions. There's different rivers, and some hold like this, and some hold like that. It's not one way. And Echonami, not everyone was like Rav Shmuel. So, Gemara Vayta. This next Gemara is going in Halacha Lamaisa. In Halacha Lamaisa, we said, Rabbi Chanina ben Tigna says, The ground zero of Shechita is the Kaiva. Is the Kaiva, that's where you can't go further than that. Out of that, no good. Now, the Kaiva is a pretty big piece of bone, let's say, or whatever it is, a piece of muscle, and that piece is pretty wide. Now, where is the Malkum Shechita in that Kaiva? The whole Kaiva? Part of the Kaiva? Sheepa Kaiva? So that's what we're going to learn right now. We're going to have actually 4 Shechitas. So Rav Shimon Lakish, Achsher Bechuda the Kaiva. He said it's kosher. Even if you shecht it up to the chuda of the kaiva, that's the end of the kaiva, towards the mouth, where it gets sharp, the end of the kaiva. Anywhere in the whole kaiva is a good shechita, even all the way at the end. Kari la Rav Yechanan, gisa gisa, that's too much. Gisa gisa is a lashon of, you're doing too much. You machshir too much, you mean too makel. And so what does Rav Yechanan hold? We're not sure, but Rav Yechanan holds, that's not good. You can't go to the end. So Gemara is going to now say a few different shechitas. So, Omar Papa Meshvei de Rava, Paga Bechite Trefa. If you hit the Chitim, It's a trefa. What exactly that means, we'll see in a second. So what b'chitim are these two little like membranes that are in the koiva. They're smack in the middle of the koiva around. You can see only from one side. From the back of the kana, you can't see it because that's all bone of the koiva. But inside the koiva, if you're looking from the other side, you can see these two little things look like peanuts, and they are called a chitim because they have a little bit like chitim. They're not exactly the same size as chitim. They look more like peanuts. But the chite treifa, they're called chite. The lucky is if you paga b'chite, it's treifa. It's no good. It's not a good chite. So what does that mean, paga exactly? Bayalu paga v'nagabem. Does it mean that you went through them and that's already too high up and that's not a makam shchita? And paga l'asha on the chsiv yifka bay v'yamos that he hit him and he killed him. I don't know. Paga means they met, but they didn't actually touch each other. Paga v'loy naga. Kechsev yifku bay malach elikim. That's talking about by Yaakov. Yaakov halach ledarka yifku bay malachim. He left and he met malachim who greeted him. So there means they met. So if you learn paga by just means met, it means if you went close to the chitim already, that would be shloim makam shchita. So that means you have to go very close to the bas gadayla. The part of the kaivat close to the bas gadayla is the good shchita. Once you get close to the chitim, too close to the chitim, that will be possible. So we have two tzadim in Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan holds that chudash kaivat is a treifa, no good. You have to do it closer to the tabas gadayla. If you do, so the shaila is what's the kasha shchita? As long as you don't touch the chitim, it's good. Or even if you don't touch it, if you're close to the chitim, it's also no good. That's the two tzadim. Itmar, Amra Papa, this is not Rav Papi, Rav Papa, I'm a Shrei de Rava, Shire Bechitik Sheiru. As long as you left over some of the chitim, it's kosher. It means you lay out the shech in the middle of the chitim, that's good. Amra Rav Ameyme Bar Marinuka, have a Kamina Kamei, Rav Chiyav Rei, Rav Aviv, Amali, Shire Bechitik Sheiru, it's not Kashire Bechitik Kosher. Amra Avinu Rav Ashi, Amali Rav Shaman, Mesuvra, Shaman from Mesuvra told me, Iklam Azuchala, Sumidara, Shire Bechitik Sheiru, Shire in the chitim is kosher. My Rav Ashi, Amma, Paga b'chitik sheir. If you went down the middle of the chitim, it's kosher. No, paga b'chitik sheir means you did close to the chitim, it's kosher. Shire b'chitik is treifa. Shire b'chitik is treifa. So basically, there's four shitas here. We'll go through the four shitas. We'll add the names, probably. Well, someone will give names. So Shlakish holds that is very makel. As long as you leave some of the kaiva at the end, the chud of the kaiva at the end, it's kosher. Then we have the Mandyama holds that shipui. It's the matoma shipui, it's kosher. Basically, the Man Yamo says that if I hit the chitim, it's fine. A little leave over some chitim holds. That if you look at the kaiva has at the end of it a slant that goes down. As long as you don't go into that slant, it's kosher. The chitim are all in the fat part of the kaiva, not in the slanty part. So as long as you don't reach the slanty part, which is higher up, it's a good chitim. Even though I hit the middle of the chitim, that's the second chitim. The third chitim is that as long as I don't touch the chitim, it's kosher. The fourth sheet is, even if I go close to the chitim, it's possible. I have to go a little further away. Zotim on top of Yutasim and Aleph. The Hilchas HaLach L'mai says, Meshipui Koiva L'mata K'sheira. It has to be Shipui Koiva towards the back. V'lamata K'sheira. But if I go towards the front on that Shipui, it's possible. That means, basically, I have to leave over some of the chitim. Behind the Shire B'chiti. I have to leave over some of the chitim. If I don't leave over some of the chitim, then that's a sign I went too far to the front, and it's not a good shchita, even according to Rav Chanina ben Tignis. Rav Nachman Achshir Meshipu Koyev Lamata. Rav Nachman, Taka, said, like this Vandi Amar, it was Machshir Meshipu Koyev Lamata. Omli Rav Chanan Barav Ketina L'Rav Nachman, come on, who you like? Loik Rabbanon, you're not like Rabbanon, who say they have to do in Tabas Gedoyla, everything in Tabas Gedoyla. Like Rav Yehuda says, you need Rav in Tabas Gedoyla. You're not like no one. Amalei, I know the chilik adan of like bilik adan. I don't know chilik no bilik. So what does that mean? Either chilik means Rabbanon, who say that imachalik gamri, or bilik means you do roiv. So I don't know chilik, I don't know bilik. Or some of them say it's like loshen pleni amoni. I don't know beryl, I don't know shmeryl. I know shmeit adan. Amar Rav Chiya ba'Abba Rav Yechonon, v'amri l'amar Rav Abba Zavd, Amar Rav Chinon, v'amri l'amar Rav Yakov Yidi, Amar Rav Shimon Levi, meshipu koiva l'mata k'sheira. All I know is that meshipu koiva Vilamata is Ksheira, that's all I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know anything more than that. And I guess we'll have to stop over here, but we're middle of Sugya Agroma, Metshem, we'll continue tomorrow.